Here's another situation. I don't know if this is a trend right now about people cheating on their fiance. Now, obviously, if you're engaged, you should be pretty committed to your person to walk down that aisle. Staycation setup time with the morning mess. Kimberly, you there?
I'm here.
So what's going on with your fiance? Because it says per the email that he cheated on you while you were gone at your bachelorette party. Now, is this fact that he did?
Yeah. So his name's Max, and we aren't supposed to get married until next year, but I just had my bachelorette party a couple weeks ago. Kind of level out the expenses. It gets to be a lot. I wanted to be easy with my friends and the wedding party. Anyway, we kept it basic. We went to Vegas, and I didn't want anything crazy. I just wanted to go to the pool, a little spa, maybe a nice view. But when I told my fiance, he just immediately popped off. He thought something bad was going to happen. He didn't want me to go. He's like, okay, if you don't go to a male review or anything like that. I didn't get it. I've never given him a reason to not trust me. I've never cheated on him, but he can be a little controlling. Like, we fought about it before I left, but I wasn't going to let it get in the way of things.
Okay, so you still went then?
Still went on the trip.
Good for you.
Had a good time.
Good for you.
Thank you. So when I got back, when my bridesmaids told me something.
Uh-oh. Here it comes. Dun, 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 dun.
Her husband told her that he and Max had gone out to a bar because Max was all, like, heated. And he was saying things like, if I really loved him, I wouldn't have gone out of state.
Oh, gosh.
I would have stayed local for the bachelorette, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, it's just an excuse to cheat on me. I guess he had worked it up in his mind that I was cheating on him. And so apparently he got super drunk and cheated on me.
What? Unbelievable. Okay. This guy is toxic.
Sounds like an excuse.
God, this is like the biggest red flag and God speaking to you. Like, don't get married to this dude.
He doesn't know, and I've been saving this info. I want him to come clean. I need to know if this is like a one-time thing or if he's just trying to get back at me or something.
So you know that he cheated, but he doesn't know that you know.
Right.
Ooh.
Girl, run.
What are we doing? Yeah, here's some New Balance. Put those on. Start running.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? So you know he cheated. Are you calling off the wedding and going to do counseling? Because we have free counseling available to see if you guys can work it out. Or are you just wanting him to admit it and you guys can still work it out and get married?
Honestly, at this point, I need him to come clean. I need to know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see.
I do not want you to work it out with him if I'm just being completely honest.
Now, I'm a big believer of second chances. I do think if he is begging for your forgiveness and admits what he did, but just how you're explaining how insecure he was, you doing a bachelorette, you're right, Sienna. I don't think I want you with this guy.
It's
I feel like he's
controlling.
Ready. Yes, he's controlling, insecure. I don't think that's a good life.
You can't go to your bachelorette party.
Yeah, that is weirdo.
You've known that your whole life. That's like just a part of life. Anyway,
yeah
this is going to crumble.
Well, we'll call him up. Well, Sienna will call him up. What's his name again?
Max.
Max. Sienna, you'll call Max up.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up, offer him a free romantic stay, and then I'll ask who he wants to put on the reservation for the stay, and that's when we find out if he says a girl's name or your name. So then if he does say another girl's name, the show's yours at that point, girl.
Okay.
What if he does say your name? What are we doing now, Kimberly? Think he just got away with it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You better tell him, otherwise why are you calling us?
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get
you. You're really aggressive. Saying, okay.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, okay. She's already under a lot of stress.
What? I get it.
She's the victim. Why are you yelling at her?
Why didn't you say it?
Say what?
Why didn't you tell her, yo, you better tell him that you know he cheated? Anyway, live your best life, everybody. I'm going to go get a coffee.
Yeah, calm down. Yeah. I think you need coffee.
I know. I think you need tea. Calm the hell down.
Get him chamomile tea, someone.
I know. John, take some of your chamomile.
My apologies, man. It was a rough night last night.
Look, this isn't about you.
Kimberly, you're going to be fine no matter what happens.
Okay. All right.
We're calling up your fiance, offering a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see if he picks you for the reservation. If he picks anybody else, then Sienna's here to bust him, and then we'll give you the show, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Max?
This is he, who's this?
Hi, Max. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Thank you, though.
Well, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So is that something you'd be interested in then?
No. Thank you, though.
It's completely free. All we ask in return for all of that and your stay is a Google or Yelp review. And that's all, Max.
saying you get a free hotel room. All I got to do is give you a Google review.
Yeah, we're near the North Scottsdale area, so you probably haven't heard of us, which is why we want to change that. So we picked you as the grand prize winner to bring a guest, and we would love for you to enjoy a weekend stay with us and tell us all about it in your review.
All right, let's do it.
All right, well, congratulations, Max. Really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here is we address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are going to be bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on it, and then when you're ready, I'll write it down, okay?
All right. Let's do a saucy note.
All right. What do you have in mind, Max?
Let's do, how long can you last?
Okay. As long as your guest loves it, that's all that matters. So that's written down for you. And just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name's Miranda.
What? How the could you cheat on me the second I leave you?
Well, one guess who that is, Max. Want to play the game? You know who that is on the other line with it? Oh, by the way, our show's called The Morning Mess. We're a radio show. Yeah, so Kimberly, your fiance called us up. It's like, I have a sneaky suspicion that my fiance, Max, cheated on me. And
it turned out I was right.
Yep.
You had another bitch in our house while I was gone. Hello? Hey, dumbass. This is where you admitted, okay? Explain what the fuck you were thinking.
Well, if you heard everything, then... why the f*** do I need to repeat it? You got to go out, do whatever the hell you wanted, didn't give a sh** how I felt about it, so I did the f*** thing.
I didn't cheat on you. I didn't, okay? Just because I was out celebrating my bachelorette party doesn't mean I'm automatically going to cheat on you. Like, I would never do that. I've never done that. Why do you have to be so f***ing insecure?
What do you expect me to do whenever in my ear tell me you're probably going to cheat on me since you're going out of town?
What?
I'm not f***ing stupid, all right? I know how your friends are.
My friends? Are you kidding me? There's nothing that we have done, that I have done, to distrust me. You're just listening to your dumbass friends who have never been in relationships telling you, like, how it is.
Yeah, it's always that one friend that is not in a successful relationship trying to give you relationship advice. Yeah.
Unsolicited advice,
thank
too.
You. Yes.
Yeah, Max, what are we doing here, man? You're engaged with this girl, obviously. You have so much on the line, so much family and friends waiting for this date. If you're not ready or that insecure because of past relationships, I mean, admit what you did, apologize, and then beg for forgiveness. And then, you know, we have free counseling if Kimberly wants to take you back.
I mean, we all know what happens in Vegas. There's a reason they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
But nothing happened, man. She did not admit anything.
She didn't do anything,
bro. You got to let her be her.
I'm not stupid, man. I know what happens there.
Oh, you are very stupid.
Here's how I know why it's something really good.
All right. The silence speaks louder than any other question that I can ask. Kimberly, you have anything else?
No, I'm so good. I think I dodged a bullet here.
Max, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure to hang up on you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Well, right at least now. You don't have to marry him. Well, up to you, but I'm assuming from what you told him, you're not going to go through with this?
Oh, no. I'm so done. I feel stupid, but I also am so done.
Okay, well, I have the counseling services if you'd like to take them individually.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. Miss Kimberly, I feel like you need a... pawn that little engagement ring and have yourself an evening. I say you do a redo on that bachelorette party.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah. And now you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. Go to that Mel review show. Go wherever.
Yeah. Bang a stripper.
You know,
do
that. That's a great idea.
You're free.
Go down under with that thunder.
Hey, yo.